Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's topic for Wisdom for Women is prodigals and those who love them. Proverbs 17, verses 24 and 25. Sensible people keep their eyes glued on wisdom, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish child brings grief to a father and bitterness to a mother. Notice that the first part of our proverb is the official diagnosis of why children are prodigals. They did not choose wisdom. Something foolish caught their eye, and step by step they made choices that took them further and further from what was right and good, and further, not just from you, but from God. In Luke 15, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said, "The younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a famine in the land, and he began to be in want." For us as mothers, this is hard. We hate to see our children suffer. We want to fix it for them. But as Vance Havner says, if someone would have given him a bed and a sandwich, the prodigal never would have gone home. So moms, what can we do? Pray. I have a friend who has a prodigal daughter. No, she's not doing drugs or living on the streets. She is a prodigal because of bitterness and hardness of heart. This mom asked the Lord often, "Is there anything I can do?" Repeatedly, the Lord draws near, comforts her heart, and tells her, "Pray." The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous mom avails much. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.